Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Yeah, one of the stories, obviously, that's doing the rounds outside the Madlanga Commission is that of the corruption that happened at Tembisa Hospital. The amounts of monies that are mentioned there, I can't even say them. Then I will lose my teeth. So Mr. Nyati is here to address that, because there was a big press conference, because I went on YouTube.
Yeah.
It was like 2 hours straight. And I was like, I will watch it later. SIU finding 2 billion was extracted from Tembisa Hospital. Minas Kumba was going to take a day off, because I know you get very emotional when we talk about this story.
And rightly so, because I think, you know, like Skumba mentioned, so many people are running through their minds just how many lives potentially could have been saved if this money was used for its intended purpose. And so it is absolutely heartbreaking, if not enraging, when we hear of instances where this money was taken in this way. And jaws were on the floor when Babita Deokaran flagged 850 million rand before her passing. It's now ballooned to 2 billion. I don't even know what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, the SIU are saying it could be more than that.
Precisely, because today they actually released their interim findings for that investigation after the president essentially asked that the SIU look into what on earth is taking place at that hospital. And this is where we are. Kaiza Khanyaho is the spokesperson of the Special Investigating Unit, and he joins us now via our telephone line. Tate Khanyaho, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Nyati, and good afternoon to all, everyone in the studio.
Sure, Brakeza.
Great to have you with us. Yeah. And I'm hoping we'll be able to break down, you know, without getting into too many of the convoluted details, this investigation by the SIU. Help us understand, you know, how you went about uncovering, I think it's about 7 extraction syndicates that are found at Tembisa.
Yeah, it is three big syndicates. And then we have got six small ones, which is about 9 of them. But the big ones are these 3, which is the Maumela Syndicate, which was given contracts to the value of over 800 million. And then we've got another one that is the Bazibuko Syndicate. That is the second biggest. And then the third biggest is what we call Syndicate X. And the reason why we say X is because the matters have not appeared in court as yet. And for those were the 3. And the one that belongs to Maumela, the one with the biggest amount, is where we find Mr. Kate Matala's 3 companies to the value of about 13 million of that 800 million.
Wow. All right. So, of course, Kate Matala is also at the center of the Madlanga Commission. We heard today his name coming up, and he's currently in court for a separate attempted murder case. When you name these syndicates, help us understand how you got there. I mean, the Mazibuko Syndicate, the Maumela Syndicate, are these individuals connected to a number of tenders? Are they connected to individuals working there, gold suppliers? How did you come about, you know, categorizing these, for lack of a better term?
Yes. What happened there in this hospital is basically a heist. That institution. What they did, there was collusion between this syndicates and the officials of Tembisa and those of the Gauteng Department of Health, where in all this transaction, we went through about more than 4,000 transactions, and all of them is POs, about 2,000 something POs, all of them are below 500,000.
What are POs? They made sure that, just to make sure everybody understands.
PO is a purchase order. Okay. Therefore, they were just making contracts that are just below 500,000. 500,000 is where the cutoff is for them to go on tender. Therefore, these ones were just below 500,000 so that they can do a 3-quote system where they only ask 3 companies to quote. Therefore, they were able to then use their own companies to quote against each other, and this contract were given. That is the one part. The second part is when delivery has to happen, it doesn't happen. Therefore, they have collusion with the people in the stores, and they are able to then sign that things were delivered. Because they were consumables, it is not things that you can go into a storeroom and say, where are these things? Because they will say, no, it's injections, we have given it to patients, and so on and so on. And that is how this whole shenanigan happened in that hospital.
Wow. because of what we've seen take place in the past, I imagine people are wondering how you are making sure that we don't have another Babita Deokaran situation, if you know what I mean. There must be some kind of political sensitivity. I mean, you mentioned Kat Matala's name. Is the SIU concerned about any of that now that you've uncovered part of what we learn is taking place there, that there may be some kind of pushback, as we've seen in other instances?
No, we were concerned from the beginning, and that is why we were clear that we've put money aside to protect the whistleblowers, but also we are protecting our own investigators. That is why even today, the press conference, we did not bring along any of them to the press conference, because we do not want them to be exposed.
In other case, let me just ask, what is your mandate? I mean, you are investigating all these things. What do you do when everything is done? Do you put in recommendations? Are you able to work with the Department of Police or Police Services?
Or the NPA.
Or the NPA to actually get arrests? What is your mandate with this thing? You're investigating it. You get your findings. Then what?
Yeah, when we get the findings, our biggest mandate is to recover the money. And that is why we have made sure that we then recover the money. And the freezing process has happened. We've worked with the Asset Forfeiture Unit. The houses were freezed. This time, Umela, for example, we freeze the house in Bentley Bay that he bought for 75 million rand. And another one in Kells Bay, and another one in Durban, and another one in Gauteng. And he has got cars alone to the value of over 238 million. That we are freezing to make sure that when the matter is finalized at the court, we recover. And then in terms of criminality, we have already, as we speak, referred four referrals to the NPA for officials and the companies. And then we have referred about 15 officials to the department to be disciplined. And something that was startling for me is these 15 people who are officials, jointly, they have received kickback to amount of 122 million, with the highest person singly receiving 30 million.
Yeah, because I mean, Brake, I was going to ask you, Ray, obviously, for these companies to get these tenders illegally, there's clearly enablers within the department, if not at the hospital itself.
Yeah.
No, definitely they were, and we found them. These 15 officials, and they are junior officials. They are working in the SEM. Another one is working at the stores, the one who signs that things were delivered even when they are not delivered, and all of that. They range from being clerks to nurses who are so purportedly receiving this merchandise in their wards, and up to the level of level 11 in government, which is about the deputy director. These are the people, these 15. And as I say, the highest would receive 30 million alone as kickback.
Goodness. Yeah, these are eye-watering figures. And I think many people listening can only imagine how far this money could have gone to help an institution like Tembisa, which so many of us are connected to in one way or the other.
Yeah, no, carry on.
All right, with that, Kaiser Khanyako, the spokesperson of the SIU, sir, always a pleasure. Thanks very much indeed for your time.
So, Skumba, we were having a conversation on air, and we were saying, you know, some of these people who are implicated are not even from Tembisa. Now, think about these lower-ranking people.
That are from Tembisa.
Yeah. Some of them are definitely.
Because I'm like, if there's these people that right now, Bakchua, Maumera Syndicate,
yeah.
And then there's another one,
Mazibugu.
And I'm like, these people are not from Ekas or somewhere close. Cannot, that is nothing out here. Born up a Pezul. There must be someone from Etuzan.
Yeah.
There must be someone inside the Tembisa Hospital that knows exactly what's happening. Because if there was no one from Tembisa, people from the Tembisa Hospital would have been the first ones to complain, to say, hey man, in this hospital. Until today, as Gayenziwa, and there's money that has been released by the government to say, come help this hospital. I mean, 20 billion in Malepaya, I think.
But you know that the thing about it is, I mean, Keza mentioned it, because they are consumables, there's no way of tracking them. You use them, you throw them away. Get injection. And they were clever. They were literally putting out jobs or purchase orders under 500K, knowing that it's not at a tender level.
Yeah.
They were clever. That is why there's 2,000 or over 2,000 purchase orders. To get to 2 billion, got 500,000.
So I'm a 450, I'm a 470.
Yeah, 470. I'm a 400.
I'm a 38.
But one person got 3 million, guys. And this is the small player.
Yeah. About how much million? Money? Didn't you say 30?
No, said that one of the 15 officials got 3 million, only one.
Yeah.
How much money were they siphoning? Because to give the little man 3 million.
And the people on the ground, the people that need to get this help, they're not getting it.
And they don't have a voice.
They don't have a voice at all.
I know we're done. And Human Rights Commission, where is it playing?
Yeah,
because at this point, they should raise their hand. They should not wait for the SIU to recommend it. They should not wait for any lobby group to say, hey, human rights, where are you? Because this is a human right violation.
Yeah, absolutely. After Tembisa, the SIU should frankly go to the other hospitals. Because can you imagine what is potentially taking place elsewhere? Staggering stuff.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959. I used to work for this particular company, a consulting company, and I remember we used to invoice for Tembisa Hospital. I've never done a site visit there, but I would always write the report, do drawings, and they make an invoice. It's so sad to find out that there were people that were actually chowing the money with other political, you know, agendas or motives. Unfortunately, I got fired from the company.
Hey, guys. Hey, Tabaya Tembisa Hospital. No, man. How can, with an open conscience, how can you accumulate so much money and then honorakadila mokini, maybe it's about my five? Can you go ya? Like, how do you do it on a clear conscience? Like, oh, these cats, though, like, yo, I don't understand, like, the level of, I could say, or it's just not caring or what, yo, but that's nuts, man.
I'm not surprised. I'm working for Gauteng Department of Health, one of the hospitals, La Yong Kelent is where it started. So with only one hospital. So but the problem here in this country that we are having would depend on who is the whistleblower at that time. That's when they take you serious. We've been trying to expose a lot of things, but just because you are not a prominent person, they don't care. So
guys, ha.
That's what Khumuzo was saying of every time Obab Keza Khanyako was mentioning the figures.
Khumuzo was saying you said Bentry Bay.
There's a house of over 70 million.
Aye, guys, not so. No. Arkhani, kilo halapu wa mulu fatsing. So, awa. Yo, anye. I never watch Khumuzo. And all right, there's a voice note, and this is still one hospital.
Yeah, yes.
If we go to the academic hospitals, because those are high billing hospitals, I think we are literally going to weep. It's not going to be,
So basically, there's a heist when it comes to hospitals in South Africa.
Yeah.
A huge one.
It's the PO process, the purchasing order, the gatekeeper that can actually allow you to work or not work. And if you work well, you bank the money, and you don't do the job. You don't do the job.
Do we call people like Kate Matlala geniuses? Because this man, when you hear the stories or things that he's behind, you need to be either a psychopath or a genius of note. This guy had politicians in his pocket. He had cars installed with blue lights. Like, when, guys, you're working Matlala. Maraket Matlala king wana mang.
Irana stores, whereby there is consumables. There's the sugar, there is pencil, there is everything that goes in there is tracked. And then stock take. Wait again, kese batla. I get like a stock take. Who to let in it to learning it to let a lina la mang with a head thing who said it's a guy born are it like a little Augustus or what's a pencil there's reports that are run on a monthly basis, the stock take, the bond, how do you think I'm going to start it? Accountable.
I am going to give a our value of my tender. You might see what I'm
Question is, how many people have been turned away because they didn't get pills at Tembisa Hospital? And how many people have passed on because they didn't get injections that were supposed to be given to them? Because they are short of injection.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that explains the delay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but you know, Imalapa, we will help you.
We'll help. But because now some of them, they don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, Amanes don't know.
What's happening in hospital?
Yes.
Yeah, it also just, I mean, this lady is speaking about how they are able to track every single thing that goes in and out of their company. I don't know why a government like ours that runs through tender study billion, that runs through operation study billion, they don't actually have a system where they can track.
So I think with this lady, chances are almost she works for corporate, which is much easier.
It is easier.
Do you understand?
But I'm just saying, because Rabona Hor, there's a loophole. In the world of technology that we live now, and AI, I'm certain there's a software that you can make that we are able. Hantwekena, iyaklikwa, haizwa, iyaklikwa.
Auditors. Why am auditors and I pick up on this thing? Oh, now are corrupt? Huh? There should have been a finding. On Shambeva Tolile, and then it was just swept under the carpet. Yeah, no, it's hard.
No, guys. Oh, sorry. No, I think their logistics are just whole off, because if you cannot record for a fact that injection X came into the hospital and was used on patient X, then there's no actual auditing process of procurement, whatever they procure, like the consumables say, in that the case, and I work out on. The problem here is that these things don't have QR codes. Because if you scan it twice, it means it's used. If you scan it once, it means it's still somewhere in the store.
An egg injection.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, it's a very tricky one.
You know, I want to learn this simple, but system change. We need to have a scoreboard. Whenever a tender is allocated or issued, I go on a scoreboard. This is show guti imalengaga iye gupi nanan. Because your uncle lento le isbusele move. A lento guti ngabi ne scorecard and the people are not taking accountability. Isbusele move as a country. I go on a scoreboard lapano. 2 billion was issued. Siibone lapano spele la sonke mazge. This is show lapano timale so iye gupi na gupi. Nyas bazo ti confidentiality. But it tini sole afunaga la bafiti. Now we need to start moving forward. Ya wana ngabe wenyi can't. Ngababaya pat. Manjela sizobaxolela, understand. Bayingakhi abantu abanidi medicine abangayitholanga. Bayingakhi abantu abashonile bafithu. Bayingakhi abantu abangatholanga help kunabantu abadla imali kanje. We need to stop ke manje sibe ne reality ke manje. Ababa accountable. Pay back the money bafithu yafunakala le mali.
Hi guys, yo, I am defeated as I'm listening to Ubabukeza Ranyaho. Angiphelelwe nje yazi ay ngiphelelwe.
Hey guys, the government in a 400 hospitals in South Africa. Now take this and multiply it to other sectors like education, the police, everywhere where we are supposed to get services from. Ziko akona la masindicate nalapha. Hey, ayiyacedwa mkhosi yami, ayiyacedwa imali. Awusahlupheka.
Glenn is right. He said the little man got 30 million rands. 30 million, the little man. Yeah. Enevele, that Human Rights Commission ri ayibatla. We want to hear it making noise. Abatle, arba utwe. Speaking for South Africans, because they never stand up for South Africans. The Human Rights Commission, we're watching you.
This SIU discovery at Tembisa, not only in Tembisa, this cartel is all over. They own tenders at Eskom, they own tenders at Rand Water. These guys are ruthless. They kill for these things. A lot of the PE companies or black-owned companies are not dying because of the government is not supportive. They're dying because of these cartels. The cartels own everything. They just tell you straight that no one must get a tender that is above 5 million. That only belongs to them, be it at Eskom, Randwood, and everywhere.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.